The Weinstein Company planned to release its new film, The Current War, in the United States this week. But the opening has been delayed until next year. Disgraced film producer Harvey Weinstein heads the company, and he is accused of sexually harassing and assaulting several women in Hollywood. The film stars Oscar nominee Benedict Cumberbatch. He plays lightbulb inventor Thomas Edison, who clashes with industrialist George Westinghouse in the early 20th century. Edison prefers direct electrical current, while Westinghouse, played by Michael Shannon, wants to use the more dangerous alternating current. Originally, the two men wanted to work together, but Edison received a lot of investment money from the world's richest man, J.P. Morgan, and decided to work alone. Westinghouse and Edison became enemies, fighting over the future of electricity. Benedict Cumberbatch says that he played the role of Edison because it was a great challenge.
That's kind of an exciting chapter of history, no matter who you're playing in. And I just thought, you know, it's a challenge to play such a totemic figure in American culture. And I like a challenge.
Michael Shannon says he tried to play Westinghouse as a complex character and not let him become a great egoist.
For every success they had a failure, you know, and it wasn't always easy.
In addition to Edison and Westinghouse, the film features the life of Nikola Tesla, assistant to Edison, who goes on to work for Westinghouse. Actor Nicholas Holt plays Tesla. Holt says that Tesla believed that everyone had a right to use electrical power, and it would change the world dramatically. As a character, he adds, Tesla is interesting to play, because he was often poor, but was always well-dressed. Director Alfonso Gomez-Rejon has received some criticism for his use of special effects and odd camera angles. He says he wanted the audience to understand the importance of electricity and the way it would change the world. He says he had to tell a long story in a short time, and he hopes it captures the feeling of the time. I'm Susan Shand.